Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got our good friend Nell Merlino back on the show. Nell has been with me as a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, and the date here I think is wrong. It says 04, but I think it's more like 02 or something like that. Nell is his co-founder and CEO of Count Me In. She's one of the people who really do a great job of encouraging and promoting women business owners. And not only that, but helping them get their start, get their feet on the ground, get capitalized. And the things that she and her people have done there at Count Me In, from literally a blank sheet of paper over the last 10 or so years, is truly heroic. And that's the reason why she's my good friend, Nell Merlino. Welcome back to the show.
It is such a pleasure to be with you, Jim, anytime.
Well, and I meant what I said about the heroic thing.
Well, thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Some days it does feel like it's heroic, too.
Well, when you and I first met, what was it? It's been about 8 years, I think, something like that. When we first met, you were barely, you were just like on a sheet of paper. You had an idea, and you were just getting it off the ground. You're getting your very first funding, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I don't think you had actually, I think maybe you had one person you were working with in terms of someone who you were holding out as one of your success stories.
Yep.
Very first one.
Now we have thousands of them.
Exactly. And I remember, you know, you said, you're talking about Count Me In and all that, raising money for all these people. I thought, you know, this is really important. Let's see, we'll do what we can to support her, and of course the rest is history. You're doing great.
Well, Jim, your support has paid off.
Well, we're just glad to be part of what you've done. International Women's Day. How about that? According to my records here, International Women's Day became official in Europe, 1911.
Yeah, no, I love International Women's Day.
Was that the first? I believe Europe started it
in Europe, and it's not as celebrated as much in the U.S. as it is other places. But there's a big activity today in New York where they're asking women to gather on the Brooklyn Bridge at lunchtime, for women to show solidarity with each other. So I'm going to go do that. A friend of mine who runs an organization called Women for Women International, who helps women who live in war-torn countries sort of get back on their feet.
Right.
So I'm going to be going to that today. But I was with my four-year-old niece yesterday. Well, she's about to be four, and I was telling her about International Women's Day, and she just loved the idea that there would be a day where everybody would pay attention to the importance of women and girls, because I have to include girls for a four-year-old, but she loved it.
And you know, now you're doing a lot of wonderful things here for women in America. And we have several women in our Brain Trust, like you, who are doing that as well in their own world, but also around the world.
Absolutely.
Terry Neese and her group are doing work in Afghanistan.
Sure. When I first met you, I had first met Terry.
Yeah. And Karen Kerrigan with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, she's doing work around the world to help women. They're promoting the Grameen loans, the small micro loans for women. And this is, I'll tell you something, Nell, I've been saying for a long time, if small business could get organized, we could rule the world. And I believe the people that we're going to have to count on to get us organized are the people who organize us everywhere else, and that's the women.
I absolutely believe that's true.
And I mean that, guys. I'm not pandering. I mean that with all my heart, because women, if we can get women excited, more women excited about being business owners, It could be very exciting. And the guys would have to pick. We got to pick up the pace here, guys, because I don't think small business owners now realize the power that we have in our numbers.
No, I don't think, because when you look at in the United States, 50% of all jobs come from small business. And what's more important in this climate is that how many new jobs come from small businesses that are in their first 5 years of existence.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of great, great opportunity that we can create for other people.
Well, and I know you're right there at ground zero of this, of the excitement. I mean, every small business owner, male or female, is excited, but to see the women seem to feed off of each other more than in terms of drawing energy and counsel and ideas. Women seem to do a better job of that than men do. Men are a little, we're more lone hunters, and women hunt in packs more. What do you think?
I think what women are willing to do is share what they know. As soon as they learn something new, they share it with their friends and with their colleagues, because they're so excited about it, they want others to have the same opportunity. So I think that's one of the great things about working with women business owners. And we not only share it with other women, we also will share what we learn with other men.
But there's one there's one other thing, Nell, and I think this is huge, and I think this is the big difference. Women don't mind saying they don't know something.
That is absolutely true.
Men are not. We're not like that. Men, we got that competitive thing going on. We got that ego thing. We got to protect our turf. For a man to admit that he doesn't know something, that takes a pretty strong thing. That's a pretty strong thing for a guy to do, because we fear that we're going to be seen as uncompetitive.
That's true. That's true. And I think women aren't hung up on that.
Yeah, and that's a lesson men could take from women.
I absolutely agree with you. I agree. I think, and as you and I always talk about, I think there are lots of things women can learn from men.
Yeah.
But I do think that's one of the things that we excel at is this sharing. We just had a big event in Houston, and, you know, we had a competition, and all the women always want each other to win. You know, they want to win, obviously.
Yeah.
They always want to win, but they also want the other women in the competition to win with them, which I think is lovely.
Now, give us the website, please.
Go to makemineamillion.org. You want to grow your business. What we do at Count Me In is help women grow micro businesses to million-dollar enterprises. And anybody who's out there thinking that it's time for them to grow, they're maybe turning away business, or they're not quite sure what to do next, go to our website, and you can sign up, join the community. That's free.
Hold on to that thought now. MakeMineAMillion.com, right?
Yeah, .org.
.org. MakeMineAMillion.org. Quick break, folks. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Okay.
And the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. And by the way, when you're at my site, smallbusinessadvocate.com, I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter and check out all the other things we do there, the blog and the knowledge base and lots of other stuff there. Thousands of articles, thousands of archives. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. Anywhere in between, we've got something you can do there. Nell Merlino is our guest. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, co-founder and CEO of Count Me In, also Make Mine a Million. Nell, tell us what Make Mine a Million means.
Make Mine a Million Dollar Business is a program that we run to help women who have micro businesses build them to million plus enterprises. We've been doing it for now 5 years.
What's a micro business? Tell the audience what a micro business is.
Anything from, you know, just starting to up to $250,000 in gross annual revenue.
Right.
With 0 to 4 employees.
When we think of micro business, we think of home-based, that kind of thing.
Right, they're home-based, but it's, you know, you could be in a little shop or whatever. If you're making, you know, you get up to $250,000 in revenue. What we find is that there are a lot of women out there that do that, and then they're not sure what to do next. So we've set up this whole program, and in fact, we have a new thing coming up on our website later on this week that you're going to be able to do, because one of the best things we do at these Make Mine a Million Dollar Business events is women come and do a 2-minute elevator pitch about their business and then get it critiqued by experts and in some cases, you know, other business owners from a live audience, you're going to be able to, you know, take your family video camera and do a 2-minute pitch of your business, send it to us, and we'll have experts look at it and get comments back to you online. So we're going to be doing that starting at the end of this week. So,
do a little brief video of themselves.
Yeah, and on the website, it explains you what you're supposed to just, you know, let us know about your business in terms of what kind of business it is, how many people you're working with, what are your goals and aspirations, you know, what are your challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And we listen to all that, and myself, and we have a group of experts that we work with, sort of like your brain trust, I guess.
Yeah.
And we are going to take a look at them because we do it
and you
live.
And you want this to be 2 minutes long?
2 minutes long. 2 minutes long.
Can women do a 2-minute speech?
Absolutely.
I'm just teasing.
Of course they can. and some of them do a great job. Some of them, it's a wonderful thing to send in because I think as business owners, we all have these nagging questions that we're never sure to ask.
Yeah.
And this way, we get to see you and hear how you're thinking about something, and we're able to get back to you very quickly, and it's also a great way to market your business.
And which website they go to?
That they go to Make Mine a Million. Look for Survive and
Make
Thrive.
MakeMineAMillion.org.
Yep, and Survive and Thrive is the section of the website.
All right, so check that out, folks. And what if there are women out there who are trying to get the capital? You know, capital acquisition is really tough, especially for businesses that are not well established right now.
It is tough. I would say where we've seen people have good luck is going to their community banks.
Yep.
Community banks seem to be the best place to go at this point.
Yep.
And they are getting quite a bit of that $30 billion that is out there for new small business loans. We have found that is something that a lot of the women in our program have been able to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also...
what about the SBA? SBA's cranking up their microloans again, I think.
Yes, they are. I would look at both of those, your community banks, and your community banks should also know about the microloans.
That's how you get to the microloans, exactly.
That is absolutely right. Absolutely right. I would say both of those things is where the money is that we've been seeing women get this you know, economic climate,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I got about a minute left now. What are your last thoughts?
My last thoughts are just we just completed our Make Mine a $1 Million business race from 2009, and 54 women on the leaderboard, they got to the top at all different levels, grew their business collectively. I mean, they all grew, but 59%. They grew businesses by 59% and increased employment by 102%.
Wow.
So I would encourage anybody out there who, like, thinks they have too many customers and they don't know how they're going to handle, you know, they've got a new product and people really like it, don't be afraid. You know, reach out to Jim, to organizations like Count Me In, to get the help to keep going, because you hear all this bad economic news.
Mm-hmm.
There's good economic news out there, and small businesses are making that good news.
Now, the person who won, tell us a little bit quickly about that.
Sarah Stevens, she's got a technology security business. She's located in North Carolina.
Her business was kind of floundering for a while, wasn't it?
It was flat. It was flat. And I know there are a lot of people listening who have that challenge. It was flat. She was doing like $500,000 a year. She had, you know, 5 or 6 employees. And she just decided to go for it. She grew 131%. She's about $1.5 million now. She's got plans to go to $4.5 million in 2010. She hired 9 new people. And she's the mom of 4 kids under 10.
And she won your race, right?
She won the race.
And you're
going to
help.
$100,000 prize.
And you're going to help us get her on the show so we can talk about it.
Absolutely. She's so fun and encouraging and down to earth. I think she'll encourage lots of other people who are listening.
MakeMineAMillion.org and CountMeIn.org too, right?
That's right. Either way, it gets to us.
Hey, Nell, I'm proud of you. Take care of yourself. Thanks
Thank
for being
you.
Here. Good job.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next time. Nell Merlino, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too. After these messages, it's International Women's Day. How about that? Stay with me. I'll be right back.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.